Remembering back to this past March, most people were talking about a major announcement made by the EMU Athletics Department. Students, staff, and the public were told through emails and a news release that on March 20th, four athletic teams were to be cut as part of budget reconstruction. As many of you heard numerous times, there were protests and fundraising that strived to bring back those athletic teams. However, it was not in the cards for the now former athletes at Eastern. After the announcement that the teams were not to be reinstated, the athletes had a very difficult decision to make, staying or leaving Eastern, and what that would mean to them as students and as athletes. Although some athletes chose to follow their sport, many of them did stay. I got the chance to talk to a few of them, how they made that choice, along with what this year as only students entails. I met with Samantha Saporito, a former women's softball player, to talk about how she stayed involved as an Eagle and as a student.
I figured I could take a year to really focus on myself and develop myself for post-graduation life. As you know, I'm a senior, I'm almost done. I have a lot coming my way in the next year, so I just kind of took it as a year to take care of myself, and if anything, I'm definitely a lot more busy than I was before. I'm still very, very involved in the athletic department. I'm a student assistant for our baseball team. I'm still a SAC president, so I'm still very hands-on with a lot of the other athletes that I've met here.
Samantha told me about the program that she is studying for, along with the thoughts going through her head when she decided to stay.
Well, I think being a senior played a really big part in that, because I only have 1 year left, and trying to find another home that would take all my credits and not put me behind would be really difficult. And like I said before, the criminology program here is very prestigious in the state, and it's a good degree, and it wouldn't do me any justice to leave when I can get a good degree. And I also have an internship coming up this next semester, which I'm really looking forward to.
Although this was not the career end to softball anyone wanted, Samantha explained that she understood why it was done and said that she had come to terms with it.
At this point, I'm content with hanging up my cleats. I had a good career.
Many of the students did stay in Ypsilanti to finish out their degrees or programs through Eastern Michigan. However, not all of them were as close to finishing their years as an Eagle. I talked to Alix Pierre, former men's diver, current sophomore, about how the team went on with the school's decisions.
We got the email the night before. We weren't really sure what to expect, but then we got there and it was like the first thing they said is that they were like getting rid of us four teams, and at first it kind of just came off as a shock. And then we had like a team talk, we were talking about like what people were going to do. So we had one of our seniors who graduated, so it didn't really affect him. We had a junior that decided that he was just going to be done diving, but he's still here.
Okay.
We had a sophomore that had to stop due to back injuries anyway, so that wasn't too bad. But then there's three of us freshmen that decided to stay, but that was kind of like, do we really want to move? Because we really had a great time here for the whole year. So, I mean, we all had each other, but it was not easy. Yeah.
Alix is one of the many student athletes that are not from America. He explained how this and other factors helped him stay for the following year.
I think the money conversion was the biggest thing for me because it was late in the season. So most teams already had like their roster set up, and most teams that I talked to said they could offer me a walk-on spot. Well, that's really expensive for me with the money conversion. And then after talking to Buck, we decided that I could just stay here, keep training, and then if I wanted to transfer after, I could do that for next year.
Competing for 10 years and still having years of NCAA eligibility, Alix is keeping his athletics in mind, as he has the skill and ability to transfer schools. For Alix, it is a possibility that he is exploring.
I went to Wyoming on a visit 2 weeks ago, and then I'm going to West Virginia in 2 weeks. But those are the only two schools I'm looking at, really, and I feel like if I don't pick one of those schools, I might just stay here, because I still get to go back to Canada to compete. So, I mean, it's not that bad for me.
Filling his 20 hours a week that was occupied with practicing is still pursued in the same manner, to keep improving athletically. Getting assistance from former coaches to stay competition ready while he decides. Whereas former Eastern Michigan wrestler Christopher Hill explained his choice to stay heavily relied on his want to graduate.
I do get to keep my little scholarship, what couple dollars they did give me. So that's the biggest reason I'll probably stay. And I only have a year left, like a year and a half left. So at this point, it just seemed like the better move. I'm not really trying to get mixed up in like the sports thing. Like, I'm trying to graduate. Like, that's what I came here to graduate. I didn't come here for something to be worried about sports. So.
Without practices up to two times a day and traveling for competitions, Chris has more time to focus on his schoolwork and other daily activities.
I do find myself for a lot more time for like homework. I definitely have a lot more off time, definitely, for homework and games and whatever else I want to do. But I'd much rather have my team and be able to mess with them and compete.
Christopher told me about the day they found out the team they knew so well was announced not to return, expressing his concern for the newer athletes.
I think it really hurt the freshmen the most because like they had just got here and they was just kind of getting settled in and they had big plans for the future. And we just came up off our best year, but I think that's the freshmen had it the worst, but everyone was equally mad, I would say.
Chris also explained that the team is still connected even though they are apart.
Definitely friends with all of them still. We still got a group message, so we talk here and there somewhat. Not as much as then, but I'm still in contact with them, yeah.
Chris is now occupying more of his time coaching for Pioneer High School, giving back to the sport he loved for so long. He holds the title of assistant coach for the men's high school team. Dedication, persistence, and adaptability. All of the student athletes that spoke with me possess these qualities. They don't seem to be defeated in any way from EMU's decision to conclude their programs. For WEMU News, this is Alicia Schmidt.